This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In politics, people complain all the time that we yell at each other rather than talk to each other. But no one's complaining about the national hollering contest earlier this month in Spivey's Corner, North Carolina, where the louder you yell, the better. Producer Jennifer Deer was there listening. Here's some of what she heard.
Those of you that are here are lucky, because I'm going to tell you how you can stay strong and live long. Holler on a regular basis. Think about it. Back when hollering was going on, people weren't going to psychiatrists and taking nerve medicine. You didn't hear all these stress.
In 1969, there were still a lot of people that grew up with hollering being a part of their lives. So it wasn't something they had to learn. They already knew the art because they had practiced it in the early days before the telephones and so forth when they were children growing up, so they knew all about the hollering.
It's called Freckle Face Eliza Jane, and it goes like this.
I've been wanting to come here since I was about 8 years old, and I have come out of my shyness, and I'm going to holler tonight. Yeah, well, it starts out with a little chicken call. When I get up in the mornings, I actually call my chickens by their name, but I talk a little chicken to them, so I'll start hollering, "Walk, walk, walk, Matthew, David." Then I'll end up with a crow.
Well, I'm going to do some old-time hollers, stuff that some of them I've probably done before, things I've heard growing up. Probably my favorite type is a run holler. It was done mostly late in the afternoon when you have an echo because it would carry farther. It's a real hard one to master because you have to learn to holler when you breathe out and holler when you breathe in.
That way you can continuously holler. That's why they call it a run. Let me give you an example.
If you go over to 4 minutes, you're automatically disqualified. You're going to see him do this, and when he does, you're through.
Ready? Judges? Spivey's Corner Fireman, are we ready to holler? Let's get her done, Ricky.
A long time ago, you didn't have your baby in the hospital. You had it on the farm. You also had to do a distress call for the midwife to come when that time was near.
Good morning, holler.
And that last voice was Larry Jackson, winner of the 37th Annual National Hollerin' Contest in Spivey's Corner, North Carolina.